For this hour, the Dow's down more than 70 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com. Music of Italian composer and the author of over 40 operas, music of Antonio Salieri, and there was the overture to one of his operas called The Talisman, performed by the Slovak Radio Symphony under conductor Michael Dittrich here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to join you. Classical music continues on here on a Tuesday afternoon. We've got for you coming up the East Wind Ensemble and Sea Chanties from Malcolm Arnold, and also the Ensemble I Fiamminghi. We have another one of the symphonies of Alan Havanas. We'll pass together through the Celestial Gate a bit later on. That's what they call the Sixth Symphony of Havanas. It's just ahead on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib visits with Wall Street Journal pollsters John Anzalone and Adam Geller February 26th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Onward with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, conductor Jesus Lopez Cobos, and a famous suite of waltzes that was put together by Maurice Ravel in 1911 in an homage to Franz Schubert, who had music in a much similar vein. We'll listen next to the Noble and Sentimental Waltzes on Kansas Public Radio. Maurice Ravel's Noble and Sentimental Waltzes, completed in 1911, performed today by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, led by Jesus Lopez Cobos, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:28, and ahead in the second half of the hour, we've got a beautiful symphony, one of great ethereal beauty, from Alan Havanas, called The Celestial Gate, the sixth that he composed. It'll be put on by the members of I Fiamminghi in just a few minutes. Helping to sponsor today's programming on KPR, today is longtime supporter Maya Philby, who is celebrating her birthday today. This support makes programming you hear daily on KPR possible. Thank you, Maya, and happy birthday from everyone here at Kansas Public Radio. Right now on the KU campus, it's 61 degrees. We've got cloudy skies, and it's expected to warm up to about 69 and also quite breezy, with south winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s, breezy, and tomorrow sunny, the high of 69. A little fun next with the East Winds Ensemble from composer Malcolm Arnold. How about some sea chanties, three chanties, for wind quintet on KPR. From composer Malcolm Arnold, three chanties for wind quintet, a performance by the East Winds here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:36, and at the top of the hour, we'll have NPR news for you. Classical music until 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition on Thursday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu, and the Topeka Symphony presenting Ravel on Saturday, a performance created by Alice Wiley Pickett for actors, singers, and orchestra exploring the world of Maurice Ravel. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy www.nprnradio.org. Our next performance, given by the ensemble Ifiamingi and conductor Rudolph Werthen, one of the symphonies of Alan Avanis, an Armenian-American composer whose music we've been exploring a bit lately this week, and what we hear now is the sixth symphony that he composed, a work of great beauty called The Celestial Gate. We'll pass through next on KPR. Symphony No. 6 by Alan Havanas, called The Celestial Gate, performed by the members of Ifiamingi, conducted by Rudolph Werthen here on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned for NPR News just ahead in a moment, and that'll be followed by the next hour of classical music, where we've got the work of Dvorak, Ernst von Dakhnanyi, and a piano trio from an Armenian composer by the name of Arno Babajanian. That and much more still to come. Classical music continues, and thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday afternoon on Kansas Public Radio.
Experts like biologists are news.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
With the Dow up 140 points, it's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The English Sinfonia, conductor John Ferrer, and music by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dakhnanyi, a romance from his Serenade for a String Trio, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have you along once more. Classical music continues here on a Tuesday afternoon. We await the Lincoln Trio up ahead with a performance of chamber music, a piano trio by Armenian composer Arno Babajanian. Later still, the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, they've got a concert overture inspired by the tale of the tragically nosed figure Cyrano de Bergerac from composer Johann Wagner. That's all just ahead here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom design and crafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. We have next music written late in the life of Antonin Dvorak in 1891, a concert overture that's always fun to listen to. We'll listen next to The Carnival Overture with Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. The Carnival Overture of Antonin Dvorak, played by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Leonard Bernstein, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1:19 is the time. Coming up in the second half of the hour, we await the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam and a concert overture by composer Johann Wagner. Music inspired by the tale of Cyrano de Bergerac, still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. An afternoon where on the KU campus currently it's 61 degrees. On our way to a high of about 69, with cloudy skies and a slight chance of showers. A little later this afternoon, and winds from the south occasionally gusting up to 35 miles an hour. This evening, skies cloudy, breezy, a low of 43, and for tomorrow it should be sunny, with a high of 68. Next on KPR, we've got the Lincoln Trio and chamber music from an Armenian composer born in 1921, Arno Babajanian, whose musical talent was recognized at an early age by none other than Aram Khachaturian, who suggested that the boy be given proper musical training. Much of his music is rooted in Armenian folk music and folklore. What we'll listen to is his piano trio in F-sharp minor, the Lincoln Trio, with the performance on KPR. The Lincoln Trio, and a piano trio in F-sharp minor music from Armenian composer Arno Babajanian, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1:44 now, a little over 15 minutes until our next NPR News update. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're so glad you could be with us for classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. We've got music until 3 p.m. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope, serving Lawrence and the surrounding areas, providing financial and emotional support to families that are navigating a pediatric cancer diagnosis. Details at babyjslegacy.org. There's a 20% chance of showers a little later this afternoon. Temperatures should fetch up around 69 degrees. It's currently 61 and breezy on the KU campus. A slight chance of showers this evening as well. Breezy, lows in the mid-40s, and sunny tomorrow, a high of 68. We have the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam and conductor Ricardo Chailly along next to give us our final performance for this hour, and it's a concert overture from the composer Johann Wagner, written in 1905, and based on the figure from a French play by the name of Cyrano de Bergerac. A strong-willed man of many talents, a remarkable duelist, a gifted poet, and a man of great panache, unfortunately afflicted with the world's most unfortunate nose. We'll hear Cyrano de Bergerac by Wagner with the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam next on Kansas Public Radio. The concert overture, Cyrano de Bergerac, from composer Johann Wagner. The Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, conducted by Ricardo Chailly, today on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 2 p.m., just about time for NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour, where we've got music from Flemish folk songs, music of Saint-Saëns, as well as William Grant Still and his Afro-American Symphony, all just ahead on KPR.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, and fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Live from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, conductor Alexander Rabari, and music from Belgian composer Auguste de Beck, a fantasy on two Flemish folk songs, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, back with a little more classical music for your Tuesday afternoon, before All Things Considered, at 3 p.m. A bit later down the line, we've got violinist Kyung-Wha Chung with a caprice by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. The Chicago Sinfonietta as well. We'll hear Symphony No. 1, the Afro-American Symphony of William Grant Still, all just ahead on Kansas Public Radio. Helping to sponsor today's programming on KPR is longtime supporter Maya Philby, who is celebrating her birthday today. This support makes programming you hear daily on KPR possible. Thank you, Maya, and happy birthday from everyone here at Kansas Public Radio. Conductor Johannes Gorycki and the New German Chamber Academy bring us now some music from a 19th century composer and contemporary of Robert Schumann and Franz Liszt. We've got a string serenade in F major from the composer Robert Volkmann for you on Kansas Public Radio. Serenade number 2 in F major by composer Robert Volkmann of the 19th century, a contemporary of Liszt and Schumann. We're conductor Johannes Goritzky and the new German Chamber Academy on Kansas Public Radio. 2:26 is the time. Still to come is the Chicago Sinfonietta and the Afro-American Symphony by William Grant Still here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Divo with guest instrumentalist trio Simply Three, Wednesday, March 11th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Temperatures are in the low 60s on the KU campus right now. We have a slight chance of a little rain this afternoon, a 20% chance of showers for this evening. Tonight, breezy, a low in the mid-40s. And tomorrow looks like it'll be a sunny day with a high near 68. A short performance next on violin piano, a caprice by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, played by violinist Kyung-Hwa Chung and Philip Mall on the piano on KPR. Violinist Kyung-Hwa Chung and Philip Mall on piano with a caprice by composer Camille Saint-Saëns on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:35. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is going to be celebrating 30 years on the air at the end of this month, on February 27th and 28th in Lawrence. And you're invited. We hope that you'll join us for a weekend of live music, parties, and seminars. For a complete schedule of 30th anniversary activities and tickets, just visit kansaspublicradio.org. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org. 20% chance of showers for this afternoon. It'll be breezy throughout the rest of this afternoon and this evening. 20% chance of showers tonight, a low of 43. And for tomorrow, it's going to be a sunny day with temperatures near 68. We're ready now to bring you the Chicago Sinfonietta, conducted by Paul Freeman. And they'll be performing the first symphony, written by an African-American composer and performed for a United States audience, created in 1930 and incorporating blues progressions and the poetry of African-American poet Paul Lawrence Dunbar. This is by composer William Grant Still, Symphony No. 1, the Afro-American Symphony, the Chicago Sinfonietta, with a performance on Kansas Public Radio. Concluding today with Symphony No. 1, the Afro-American Symphony, composed in 1930 by William Grant Still, played by the Chicago Sinfonietta, under conductor Paul Freeman, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. With that, it's just about 3 p.m. and time for All Things Considered from NPR News. I'll say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson. I want to thank you for joining me, as always, for classics throughout the afternoon. I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. Classical music picks back up again this evening at 7 p.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. And Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at KansasTreeCare.com or by calling 785-843-2000. tree.